Close the. Come with me. You can see if she's hurt.
Yusuf! That was a close shave.
Are you okay? Did you get hurt?
No, I'm just very shaken up. I saw you and I was about to cross the road to come and talk to you when my phone rang and I got distracted.
Choti, mommy, you must be careful. Otherwise, if something happens to you, Mamaji will be finished.
As if. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I know how close you and your uncle are. Do you know why he's coming home only after Tarawih every night?
Because his boss wants him to work overtime. It's just plain zulm, I tell you.
Are you sure you're not covering up for him, Yusuf?
Covering up?
I think he has another wife.
Choti, mommy, Mamaji would never go behind your back and do that. The poor man doesn't even have time to breathe, let alone have another wife.
I'm still not convinced, Yusuf. Why does he want to take me shopping this weekend? So early in Ramadan. I think he wants to take the other one just before Eid.
I think you should ask him. Do you ever left home, Choti, mommy?
Gee, don't worry. Adi is coming to pick me up now.
So, I hope you had a change of heart about going to club this weekend.
No, not at all.
Layla, what if something had to happen to you while you were there?
Nothing's happened for the past few years. Why would it now? Anyway, topic closed.
Fine, but I'm not happy about you going at all. Did I tell you about the letters I'm rereading from Hannah?
Oh, that Afghani girl. Yeah, you told me. Why are you reminiscing about her so often?
I don't know. It's odd how I came across my old diary just when I'm at a crossroad in my life. It makes me think how different I was back then. My priorities were completely different from now. I want to change, Layla. And every time I read her letters, I see the girl I can become. I just have to find her again.
Before you go on your spiritual road trip, here's a DVD for you to watch. Your favorite actor, and it's four of his blockbusters on one DVD.
I really shouldn't.
Don't watch it now, since you are a Ramadan Muslim. Keep it for after Eid. Otherwise, I'm giving it to another friend.
A Ramadan Muslim. Adila might not like the term, but Layla's words have struck close to the truth. Why is it that some of us find it so easy to be good in Ramadan, become Sufis, but the moment the Eid mood is sighted, along with the shayateen being released, so is our return to our previous ways? Adila takes the DVD thinking that she would keep it away for after Ramadan. Save the change this Ramadan. Don't have any intention of sinning after it's over. Gori is listening to Quran Tilawa and following in her Quran when the phone rings.
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Choti?
Oh, I'm fine. Shukr. What you up to? Cooking.
I'm just reading Quran, and you?
Oh, I just finished reading Quran long time ago. I don't sleep after Fajr anyways. I wanted to ask you, where will you be spending Eid this year? Molana says it will be so nice if we have it together.
I'm not really sure. My father isn't too well, and it's only my brother with him. Plus, Faisal said he might invite his associates for lunch. I'll talk to him about it.
Oh, I see. I think the milk is overboiling on the stove. Bye. Dead Gori. Don't even suggest we have Eid with your brother and them again. I don't know why Adila spends so much of time with that Layla. We must keep our distance from them. They will invite associates for lunch, but not us. Why must we worry about them, huh?
Never mind. If they are like that, why must we behave in the same way, Choti?
Why am I even bothering to tell you? I knew you'd take their part. Everyone is a saint in your eyes.
Choti, come now. It's Ramadan. Why are you spoiling your fast and getting angry? Only you'll be affected when you get so upset. Why don't we invite them over for Eid breakfast?
If you want to call them for breakfast, you must do everything yourself. I'm not doing anything.
I know you're a sweetheart, Choti. You got a big heart. I know you'll do it, and I'll help you with the preparations, inshallah, okay?
That's the problem with me. I always give in. Not like that, Gori. She thinks that I'm going to believe that she was reading Quran. The scarf is half the time on her neck, even in Ramadan. Toba.
Astaghfirullah. This is what will destroy us as a family and as a ummah. I mean, we can never ever think we're better than somebody else because of a beard or because we cover up and they don't. That will just wipe out all of the sawabs of our good acts. And you asked what she was doing. All she did was answer your question. Why would she lie, Choti?
Stop shouting at me, Junaid. It's better when you're not at home. Why don't you just go now?
How Mulana reacts next is of crucial importance. Will he retaliate in the same way or worse?
Let's not fight, Choti. I think it would be better for both of us if I left now. Choti, you can't always be right, right? Okay, I'll see you later. Assalamu alaikum.
Mulana is also angry, but he realized that if one of them wasn't going to swallow their anger, it would erupt into a screaming match. And since it wasn't going to be Choti that backed down, he made a dignified exit and gave her space to cool off. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to the effect, "A strong person is not the one who can beat his opponent in wrestling, but the strong one is one who can overcome his anger." Never before has there been such an influx at gyms and a desire to get fit. Physically we can defeat someone, but we can't control our emotions. How many homes have been broken because of this? It's time to think and reprioritize. Another couple many streets away are experiencing emotions of an apparently sweeter type.
Thanks for the beautiful red roses, Zach.
What red roses?
The ones that were delivered to my office today.
As much as I wish I sent it, it wasn't from me. So who was it from?
That's odd. Let me just ask the secretary if she has any idea who it's from. One sec, okay?
No problem, I'm waiting.
Tiffany, who's this from?
Layla, it's from Ranbir down the corridor.
Oh, she says it's from Screep.
What Screep?
Ranbir.
Oh, I see.
What's wrong?
I don't know if I'm too thrilled with another guy giving you things.
But he doesn't mean anything to me.
But you must mean something to him for him to give you things.
Don't get complicated now. It doesn't mean a thing.
Layla, tell me something. Will you work after you're married?
Of course. Why not?
But what if your husband doesn't like you to work?
Well, he should just deal with it then. It's important for a woman to have her own sense of social security.
Yeah, but what if the husband wants the wife to fulfill her role at home?
My. Where's all this coming from, Zach? Are you going to be one of those old school kind of husbands?
Yeah, well, I guess so. You know, I wouldn't be comfortable with the idea of my wife working with men.
I'm amazed. For a modern guy who goes clubbing, for goodness sake, you seem to be a teeny bit narrow-minded, don't you think?
I'm not narrow-minded. Just cautious, I guess. But, okay, you know, I could compromise if she wanted to, like, set up something like an office at home or something.
Sure. Listen, what time are you picking me up?
You never know someone till you live with them. How many people are judged to be open-minded and progressive just because they live a lifestyle which seems modern? But probe into their minds and another picture might emerge. Adhan for Maghrib goes, fasts are broken, and it's a period between Maghrib and Tarawih, and Adila is resting in her room, twirling the DVD that Layla gave her in her hands. Overwhelming need to watch it fills her, because the picture on the cover brings back the memories of the pleasure she got from watching it. She's about to pop it into the PC, when in that moment of hesitation, her eyes once again are drawn towards the box with Hannah's letters. Such is the blessing of Ramadan, that an unexpected strength is found. She opens and reads.
Dearest Adila, December 2005. I hope this letter reaches you while you are in good health. I am well, alhamdulillah. Every day we love, every day we still have our limbs intact, is another day to be grateful for 1,000 times. You asked how you can help us while mountains and oceans lie between us, but the desire for jihad burns strong in your heart. Dear Adila, jihad doesn't begin with physical training, but with the training of the heart. When the heart fights temptation and you connect with Allah, then every battle becomes bearable, winnable. Badr was fought in the heat of Ramadan, but it was won against all odds. The Americans and their allies might bomb us, invade us, but they will never defeat us, inshallah. Tell my Muslim sisters and brothers that the Muslims everywhere are screaming for a helping hand, for someone to wipe their tears. What you can do to help us is simple. The same amount of people who fill the masjid for Jummah, go to the masjid for Fajr. Then victory will surely be the next day, inshallah. We pray and beg, but how will our du'as be accepted when the heart has become distant from its creator? Obey Allah, and then lift your hands and pray for us.
Slowly, Adila puts down the letter, and with tears falling quietly, she throws the DVD into the bin. She picks up her phone and dials.
Assalamu alaikum, Abba.
Walaikum salam, Adi.
I need to tell you something, but please don't be angry with me.
Please don't be angry with me. Please don't be angry with me.